Well, the Australian share market is likely to run into some headwinds in early trade on Friday. At the time, US markets were closing. SPY futures were down by around 2 points. In broad terms, US markets tried to move ahead early on in the piece, but they just didn't have the catalysts on offer to do that. And they remain in the neighbourhood of record highs, but they finished down in the order of around 0.2%. The most focus was being paid to the beginning of the US reporting season. To that end, financials are the ones that tend to get the main headlines. We saw Citigroup and JP Morgan report numbers which on balance were quite good, but if there was a theme to extract from them is that demand for credit is subdued, and that was something that struck a chord as far as investors were concerned, and it was part of the reason why the shares retreated. We saw Citigroup down in the order of around 3%, and JP Morgan down by about 1%. Elsewhere, telcos were in focus as well. They have had challenging conditions to operate in. Noteworthy was AT&T, which saw its shares end lower. What really stood out within those numbers was that the group lost 90,000 subscribers in the third quarter alone, really highlighting the depth of the competition that operators are experiencing in that neck of the woods. So, as I said, modest losses for US markets. European markets weren't noteworthy, except the German DAX, which was up by about 0.2% and surmounting the 13,000 level for the first time in its history. On the Brexit front, there has been a development with European regulators extending a pathway for exit for the UK over the course of the next 2 years, but it does come with conditions. On the local front today, we've got trade numbers from China to look forward to. That's probably more likely to have an impact on the currency. The RBA releases its financial stability review. The Aussie dollar is firmer at 78.2 US cents, largely driven by US dollar weakness.